How'd the defense do today? How'd you feel against the Texas?
Okay. Yeah, pretty solid.
Compared to yesterday?
Pretty solid yesterday, too. Yeah. It's good work. Good to be able to go against them and different looks, and different people, different schematically designed, you know, the whole bit. It's good exposure and experience for us, and that's how I look at it. We're preparing for a season. It doesn't really change, even though it gets maybe a little more excited. Players get a little more excited. The fans and the media guys covering it get a little more excited. It's still work in preparation for a season, and so we're busy at work.
Jack, when you go through a tough camp like this, and when you get another team out here, does it kind of renew energy a little bit from a work standpoint?
Yeah, we pick up maybe a little bit of what we miss not having the fans out here, you know, because, you know, we had to bring our own energy for, you know, the last, you know, month. So to have another team come in and fresh faces, fresh design, all that, it certainly, you know, heightens it for everybody, and so it makes it a little more fun.
How did Brandon do in the game?
I thought he was pretty solid, you know, right around 30 plays, and, you know, graded out pretty well. So it was a good first step. You know, still many steps to go, a long ways from being prepared for all of us, you know, and him included. But it was a good day's work, and we put together a couple good days here, you know, with the Texans, and looking forward to finishing the week and, you know, continuing our preparation.
No, we asked you a week ago, but how much closer is Von Miller in your mind to being 100% or just ready to go full board?
Yeah, I'm not going to try and gauge what the percentage is, but, you know, he's full go in practice, you know, getting a larger percentage of the reps, and I think he's doing really well. So I think, you know, Coach Fox will make the determination of when we give him the green light in terms of game time, but practice-wise, we're getting him in there, you know, with the regular rotation, so it's going very well.
Does he need to play in a game, Jack, in preseason in your mind?
That'll be for Coach Fox and the trainers and doctors and all that to decide. If I get the green light, I'll be happy to play him.
With some tough decisions looming as far as the roster goes, how do you feel it's coming together as the season here?
Yeah, it always kind of clarifies itself in the last week or so, you know, and there's some good battles that are shaping up, and, you know, we'll play it out right to the end, you know, so I know that's an important time for us to make sure we select the proper guys to be here for this year, and it's an important time, obviously, for the players involved. You know, we have depth in a way that many of these guys, if they can't stick here, are going to be other places. So it'll be important that we select the best group for ourselves first.
Coach, are there any guys that benefit more from practices like this, be it new position groups, or maybe it's guys like Brandon and Bradley Roby who are kind of getting their,
well, younger guys, yeah. I think younger guys get the experience. You know, veteran guys have played in the league against different teams for a number of years, and so they have, you know, they have kind of a history of, you know, what to expect from different people and how it plays out. So for the younger guys that they've only gone against one NFL team and then two preseason games to get the additional reps and exposure against different people that you don't know and schemes that you don't know, it's definitely good for them.
What makes a good rusher in your mind? We see guys like Ware's been elite for a decade.
Yeah, they're all different. They come in different sizes, shapes, forms, bring different things that they're good at. I think tenaciousness is probably one common denominator. They're all very tenacious players. You know, JJ is more power, you know, Vaughn is more bend and speed. But they're all great players. You're talking about three proven players and one guy that comes in with a high pedigree, and, you know, just looking at the way he moves out here, it looks like, you know, he'll fit into that kind of category.
Is it harder for guys now because the ball comes out so much sooner, it seems like, in a lot of these offenses in terms of getting to the quarterback?
Well, the number of balls that are in the air has dramatically increased over the years, so it may come out quicker on occasion, but there are also more times when the quarterback's back there standing there with the ball in his hand, so I'm pretty sure there's a lot more opportunity for sacks and pass rushers to be a presence in today's game.
Jack, compared to when you don't practice with the team during the week leading up, does this change what you do Saturday night for the preseason game in terms of having been with them all week long?
That'll be up to Coach Fox to decide, you know, where we go with that. I can't really speak to that. I know certainly, you know, just the common sense part of that would be that, you know, there's certain things that we're doing now, getting exposure of guys in time, and we may not need to duplicate that Saturday night, but that'll be up to Coach to decide.
Jack,
Jack, you're looking forward to seeing four pretty good pass rushes if Vaughn's able to go two on each side.
No, I'm looking forward to the two on my side. Yeah, I'm not worried about their side, you know. Good for them, happy for them. I'm worried about our guys, and we're looking to find four on our side. And Quanteros is definitely a guy I'm excited to get more time watching. He's had a nice camp. You know, McCray's done a nice job. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing our own guys.
And everybody expects great things from Ware and Miller. I don't think expectations would be too high. What are your expectations?
Well, they are great players. They've already proven that they're great players. They played at a high level in this league. So we just want them to prepare to be great for us this year. And so, you know, be great teammates, be great leaders, and then give us that performance on Sundays. But, you know, they're approaching it the right way because they're working extremely hard right now, and that's really all you can do right at this point.
Is the defense this week a little less vanilla than it's been?
No, we're pretty straightforward. We're just trying to get our work in. You know, we're trying to prepare for the season. We're not worried about specific things at this point. We're really trying to evaluate our guys and make sure we're good at some of the solid fundamentals that we have to have throughout the course of the year. I think the biggest thing for us right now is that focus on fundamentals.
In that regard, how did Marshall grade out? We saw the five tackles, but having the added responsibility of going to have that green dot, how did he grade out for you?
He did good. The green dot was okay for him.
Yeah.
It wasn't too big of a green dot.
Did it seem natural to him?
It did. I thought he did well. He admitted afterwards a little nervousness, but he didn't display it. The guys didn't feel it. I thought he did a good job leading the huddle.